So what does the devil look like to you? Maybe like you did when you were a kid, you know, how we used to do this? Our two little index fingers up and our two horns just wiggling behind our head. Or maybe the devil looks like he does in most pictures, you know, with pitchfork in one hand and a long pointy tail. Or perhaps the devil looks like he does in many cartoons, where he's perched on your shoulder and whispering, "Just do it. You know, he's whispering in your ear, just encouraging you, tempting you. Or maybe the devil is that day-to-day reality of what we have to deal with to inherit eternal life. I think for many of us it's the latter, isn't it? That day-to-day reality of what it is that we have to deal with to inherit eternal life. You know, no matter what their devil might look like, the reality is the devil is real. The devil is real, and he's evil and alive. The devil is that day-to-day reality of what it is that we have to look at to inherit eternal life. The devil is cunning. The devil is baffling. The devil is powerful. The devil can say to us, tempt us to believe, it's okay, go ahead and cheat. Nobody's going to know, and you got to get a good grade on this test. You know, the devil makes us believe, it's okay, go ahead and steal. They got plenty of those. What difference does it make? Go ahead and take one. Or the devil makes us believe, it's okay, go ahead and tell that little white lie. It's just a little white lie. It's not that much. It's not that bad. The devil in the Bible is powerful, isn't it? The devil says that he can turn stones into bread. He can lead you to believe that you could stand on the highest of places and throw yourself down and the angels would come and watch over you. The devil makes us believe that if we were to fall prostrate and worship him, he would give us everything. Does that sound like your devil? Just worship me. And I will give you everything. So the question becomes, what do we do to begin to resist the temptations of the devil? What do we do to begin to say, as Jesus was able to say, get away from me, Satan? If you would, I'd like for you to take out your rock that you got when you came into church tonight. Go ahead and take out your rock and put it in your hand and begin to feel if your rock's got a little weight in it. I need a big rock. Begin to feel the weight of your rock. And begin to think about what is it in your life that's weighing you down. Throughout these Lenten Sundays, I'm going to be preaching a message series entitled Weighed Down. The purpose of this message series is to help us to get into touch with what is it in our lives that's weighing us down? What is it in our lives that's holding us back, that's blocking the Spirit of God within us? What is it in our life that's keeping us from truly experiencing God? You know, is it temptation? Is that what's weighing us down? Is it sin? Is it grief? Is it hesitation? Is it doubt? Is it greed? Is it despair? Is it hurt? You know, what is it in our life that's weighing us down? That's holding us back and keeping us from reaching our full potential with God? And also what I want to do in this Lenten season, as we're talking about what it is that's weighing us down, I want to give us ways that we can begin to break up the rock, the pebbles, the boulder, the mountain, whatever it is that's in the way. Whatever it is, it's holding us back and keeping us from moving and growing as disciples, as Christians on the journey. In this scripture tonight, Jesus gives us some powerful understanding of what we need to do to be able to be lifted up. The first thing we got to be able to do to be lifted up is we have to come to know who Jesus is. And the stronger we can be aware of the identity of Jesus Christ in our life, the easier it will be for us to be able to lift up the weights of our life, the rocks that are weighing us down, and move. We see the proof of that in this gospel as the devil didn't believe that Jesus was truly the Son of God. We know that because the devil says, if. It's a very simple word, but very powerful. If. If you are the Son of God, then command these stones to become bread. You see, he didn't believe. If. If you are the Son of God, then throw yourself down from this parapet and command the angels to take care of you, and they will. If. If you are the Son of God, then fall and worship me, and I'm going to give you everything. You see, when we come to know who Jesus is in our life, we can begin to have the weight of our life lifted up and transformed. And one of the ways that truly we become to know who Jesus is in our life is through the Word of God. The more we can know the Word of God in our life, the more we'll come to know the true identity of Jesus in our life. We had this preacher, actually he was my homiletics professor in the seminary some 22 years ago, and he once preached this powerful message about, he says, you know, in life we kind of go through life with the newspaper in one hand, with all the troubles, with all the problems and all the worries that we see in the world. But as Christians, he said, we should hold the Word, the Bible, in the other hand so that we can find the way to be able, through the Word of God, to bring some understanding to the problems that we experience in life. And so he encouraged us to do that. You know, as you're reading the newspaper, take the Word of God, look at the troubles of the world, bring God's solutions to it, and find new life. I want to encourage us to do that, to think about the weights of our life, what it is that's weighing you down. And is there a solution in God's Word? Does God's Word, through the truth of Jesus Christ, have new life for you? You know, in the scripture, Jesus says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. When we get into God's Word, we find the solutions to what it is that's weighing us down. It's God's Word that gives us strength to get through the troubles, the trials, the temptations of life. So I want to ask you tonight, and in this first week of Lent, I want to ask you to begin to get in touch with what it is that's weighing you down. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm doing it with you. What's weighing us down? What's keeping us from reaching our full potential as Christians, as disciples? And as you get into contact with what it is that's weighing you down, as you come to understand what the sin is, or what the temptation is, or if you will, what the devil of your life is, then go to the Bible and find a solution. Now, if you don't have a Bible, this would be a great week to go out and get a Bible, because you're going to need a Bible for this project. They sell them at the Lifeway Christian store in front of Target or at the Catholic bookstore on 18th Street. I think we have a couple of Bibles left on the back table. We had several that we started the weekend with, and many have taken a Bible. But as you get your Bible, what I want to ask you to do is you open your Bible up, and you find in your Bible the solution to your weight, to what it is that's weighing you down. Find in your Bible the solution to the problem. If you don't know how to do that, simply Google the problem and put the Bible with it. It will come up what the solution is. If impatience is your weight, then look it up. If a dirty mouth is your weight, then look it up. If a lack of respect for your parents or grandparents is your weight, then look it up. If greed is your weight, then look it up. If lust is your weight, then look it up. If anger is your weight, then look it up. Whatever it is that's weighing you down, look it up. Find the solution. The Word of God has the power to give us the strength that we need to be lifted up. And the more we can get into God's Word, the clearer it will be for us about the identity of Jesus Christ in our life. And the stronger our belief is in Jesus, the stronger we'll have the ability to be able to lift up the weight of our life. You see, Jesus has the answer for us. God has given us the power. And the more we can come to know God, the easier it will be for us to say, "Get away from me, Satan." Because we got the power of Jesus in our lives.